You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The South African stock market makes up around 1% of the global investment universe. Investors who want a well-diversified portfolio should always consider including offshore assets in their portfolios to access additional regions, sectors, and companies. On SAFM Market Update tomorrow evening at 6:45, Allan Gray portfolio manager Sipe Sihle Zwane will touch on the benefits of offshore investing and explain why companies like Disney present a compelling case for local investors. Brought to you by Allan Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized FSP.
The Market Update, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m.
South Africa, we've got some 14 days, 12 hours and now 35 minutes to go until we cast our ballots. And today, the unemployment rate increased slightly to 32.9% in the first quarter of 2024 from 32.1% in the previous quarter. And the increase is set to be driven by a seasonal increase in the labor force. What does this mean? Because the labor force grew by 352,000 or 1.4% quarter on quarter as new graduates and school leavers entered the job market, complicating things even further. We speak to Rizwana Sumad, Senior Research Analyst at Nedbank CIB. Thank you very much, Rizwana, for your time this evening. You take a look at this and you think what?
Thanks so much for having me. So South Africa's unemployment rate remains chronically high. Part of the reason for this is because of the difference between supply and demand. The market, the private sector, really can't take in the amount of supply of labor that we have been getting. And in the first quarter, like you rightly said, labor force grew by 1.4%, but employment actually grew by 0.1%. So there is a big disconnect between the supply of labor and the demand for labor in the current economy with very low economic growth. And as I say that, if you look at the absorptive capacity of the economy, for every 10 people looking for jobs, only 4 are likely to get a job. And that's why the unemployment rate remains high, because the growth in the supply of labor has always outstripped the demand for labor.
We are living in a continent where they say the youth dividend is set to balloon in the next coming years. And you've got young people aged between 15 and 24 years and 25 and 34 years continuing to have the highest unemployment rate. What does that tell us?
If you look at the youth unemployment rate, that's now currently sitting at 43.8%. It's increased in the last two quarters. I think what is very concerning is that if you look at even the gender breakup, if you look at all females aged in the youth category between 15 and 34 years, almost half of those are unemployed. I think what it tells us is that, firstly, South Africa has amongst the highest unemployment rates in the world and amongst the highest youth unemployment rates in the world. There is something chronically that we're not getting right, that's chronically wrong. Part of it is, we think, a very low or weak growth trajectory. The other part is obviously intervention by government, and we have been seeing some positive momentum, particularly from the youth angle with the presidential employment stimulus program implemented in recent years. But it is slow and unlikely to make a big dent to youth unemployment. And this suggests that skilled or qualified youth in terms of graduates are finding it difficult to secure employment, most of those being underemployed, so not employed in the field that they have qualified in as well. It is a significant issue, like you say, for South Africa that has a big and growing youth dividend in the country.
Let's take a look at these percentages and terms of numbers, right? So you've got employed people, if we take a look at the fourth quarter of 2023 and the first quarter of 2024, employed people, 16.7 million. Unemployed, 8.2 million. So you've got 330,000 more unemployed people between the last quarter of 2023 and the first quarter of 2024. Fewer discouraged between the last quarter of 2023 and the first quarter of 2024, 3 million. And then you've you've got the other group, which is fewer other not economically active between the last quarter of 2023 and the first quarter of 2024. That's 13.1 million people. What is the intended, unintended consequence of having so many people unemployed?
So obviously the burden on the state remains high, with many people now, many more people being social grant beneficiaries because of the inability to find employment. But then you also have idle youth in that not economically active category. There's about 13 million people. Now the breakdown of this category is quite wide. You've got retirees, you've got students, you've got homemakers, but then you also have a very big idle components, the youth or people in general being idle. But I think overall, the higher your unemployment rate is, and the higher your not economically active population is, the bigger the burden on the state to provide in terms of social grants. And if you think about the numbers, like you've rightly said, we've got 16.7 million people employed. But of those, only about 2.5 to 2.6 million people actually pay or contribute to taxes. Whereas if we've got about over 27 million people receiving social grants. So the numbers are skewed, and there's a high burden on the employed to actually provide for, you know, for the population and household.
What's the solution, do you perceive? What needs to happen?
So the solution sounds very simple. We need higher levels of economic growth. We need a public-private sector cooperation or initiatives. We need greater infrastructure spending. And all of these issues are well known to the government and to private sector. We need less bureaucracy and less red tape. We need a better or more business-friendly environment that can enable businesses to invest and then expand that investment in South Africa. You need all of that also with a strong or high levels of infrastructure capability, so being water, electricity, infrastructure, basic infrastructure. And then you need policy certainty, economic policy certainty. So sounds very simple, but it does seem is quite a challenge for a small, open, emerging market economy like South Africa.
Yeah, can government do it alone, Rizwana? Because when you speak of creating a better environment for business, how much better of an environment does business need, barring load shedding and some of the water issues that we have and the excessive crime that we also have, right? So those are issues that we do need to sort out. But what role can business play? Because some would argue that business actually has a very favorable environment in South Africa when you compare it to some other countries on the African continent. However, it's not all the way meeting people halfway, if you will.
Yeah. No, government can't do it alone, and that's why we have been seeing private sector intervene a lot, specifically with regard to energy now, with more private sector participation in with regard to renewable investment, and that has made a dent in terms of energy generation in South Africa, but there's obviously a long way to go. Yes, we have generally a business-friendly environment. We have deep and liquid financial markets. We have a functioning, well-functioning judiciary. We still have rule of law in South Africa. And so in many other emerging market countries, one or all of these are missing. So we do have, you know, a functioning business environment, but uncertainty with regard to electricity, water, basic infrastructure, crime, like you said, as well as in some instances corruption and, you know, state mismanagement, all of those does negatively impact willingness of business to invest. So I think it's going to be action from both parts, public and private, which we have been seeing, but it has been slow. And one would think that once we get energy stability, once we get the ports operating better, and once we get water infrastructure being maintained and upgraded, those are likely to contribute to a better investment and business environment in South Africa.
Rizwana, thank you so much for your time this evening. Rizwana Sumad, Senior Research Analyst at Nedbank CIB.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.